Hey Health Junkies, Dr. Krause here. Just wanted to jump in and let you know about a new feature that I'm adding to the podcast. It's the ability to ask me questions. I've had a ton of folks tell me that they would love for me to cover their questions on the podcast, so I'm going to do it. So each week I will be adding a couple of questions that I'm going to answer to each of the podcasts. And if it's a juicy enough question, I just may dedicate a whole podcast to it. So if you're interested in asking a question, head on over to my website at drjkrausend.com. Check out a blue button on the right-hand side that says Ask a Podcast Question. Hit me up there. Or you can also access the button through my podcast notes also on my website. So head on over there, ask me some questions. I look forward to answering them soon. All right, let's get on with the podcast.
Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause, and today's episode is all about what is a naturopathic doctor and how can a naturopathic doctor help you? So I'm not here to sell myself per se. I'm here to talk about what it is that I do, because I think a lot of people are looking for doctors that can give them alternatives to pharmaceutical medicines, but they're not quite sure where to go. And they're not quite sure, you know, are naturopathic doctors quacks? Are they, you know, what kind of training do they have? Do they even have training? Did they get it online? And I think this is a very important topic to discuss, because this is kind of coming off a conversation I had with one of my neighbors the other day. And I had to really take a step back and go, oh, wow, I know all about what I do, obviously, but I think it's very common that a lot of people don't. And in particular, depending on where you live in the United States or in the world for that matter, there might not be naturopathic doctors in your area. They might be called naturalists, they might be called holistic doctors, they might be called herbal medicine doctors, things of that nature. There might be different words. And in Spanish, it's a naturalista. And so there's all these different types of concepts as to what a naturopath does. And yes, I'll admit that there's different types of us, just like there are different types of conventional medical doctors. So let me give you a little background here, because I think it's important to understand the training that we have and things of that nature, just to give you a little sense of how we actually can help you. So naturopathic doctors go to naturopathic medicine school. We have to apply to get in. We have to have a certain amount of prerequisites. And in that case, it's pre-medicine. So much like if someone was going to be a medical doctor, they would be studying an undergraduate biology pre-med or chemistry pre-med. And in my case, I studied biology pre-med. I went through all the paces. I even took the MCAT because I was dabbling in kind of deciding, do I want to be a medical doctor or do I want to be a naturopathic doctor? And ultimately, my decision came down to being a naturopathic doctor because there are so many tools that I can use versus just pharmaceuticals. And I just like the idea of food and nutrition and herbs versus trying, you know, just having one toolbox. Now, I am not anti-conventional medicine. In fact, I love regular medical doctor concept because I think we both need to work together. I just think that what's happening right now because of the shortage of primary medicine docs in the US in particular, we're having some trouble with naturopathic doctors getting in situations that they're not trained for. I will be the first to admit that I am not trained in emergency medicine. That's when I'm telling people you are going straight to the ER or urgent care. You know, if you've fractured a bone and you've got your bone sticking out, I can't help you there. But also, naturopathic doctors are not well versed in really significant conditions where where the person is really starting to decline quickly. You know, in the cases of COPD, in the cases of, and what am I saying? I'm saying abbreviations. I apologize. So this is a severe case of a lung dysfunction where this person is having difficulty breathing. I don't mess with that, and nor should other naturopathic doctors be messing with that if these individuals have never seen a regular medical doctor. You know, cardiovascular disease in the case of congestive heart failure, you should not have a primary care naturopathic doctor managing you for that. I'm going to be 100% honest, and I might make some other naturopaths out there mad by me saying this, but we are not trained to be dealing with heavy hitter types of conditions. We are really great for when folks have been to other doctors and they're not finding solutions. That's where a naturopath comes in. Also, where a naturopathic doctor comes in, and I said naturopath, that's kind of a short term for what I do. Another place that we're really useful is in the case of, okay, so someone's been checked out by a conventional medical doctor, been ruled that, you know, they could use a pharmaceutical type of topical for eczema, for example, but it's not getting rid of the problem. That's when a naturopathic doctor is useful, because then you've got that adjunct care, meaning teamwork. So you have the topical, which is usually going to be a steroid type of cream for this eczema, and you put that steroid cream on the skin, but if you want to get rid of what's keeping the skin staying inflamed, that's where a naturopathic doctor's been trained really well to figure out what's going on the inside to be able to treat both areas. So treat from the inside out. So I digressed a little bit. I was going on where I find myself useful and where I find naturopathic doctors useful. But in the case of training, I had 4 years of undergraduate pre-med biology, and I also have a bachelor's degree in Spanish because I really do like to work with the Latino population, and I am fluent in Spanish, and so it's fun to kind of combine both of them here in Washington State and use both of them. I did a lot of it while I was in Colorado as well. So I had a pre-med is how most people will come into a naturopathic medicine degree. There might be folks who it is a second career choice, and so they're going to have to get some prerequisites to be able to get into a naturopathic medicine program. Now, to get into the naturopathic medicine program, there is an application process. Not everybody who applies gets in. I think that is one of the miscommunications or thoughts on naturopathic medicine, that everybody gets in and it's online. It is not. I went to school. I went to 6 years of school versus the conventional 4 to become a naturopathic doctor postgraduate. And the reason I had 6 years is because I also did my acupuncture degree at the same time. Now, while at Bastyr, we go through clinical training, meaning that we are seeing patients in our third and fourth years of school. And we're supervised by supervisors, and we're learning the ropes at that point. So by the time we graduate, we have over 1,000 hours of clinical training under our belts. So we're not just coming out of the gates having never seen patients. So that's another big thing that I think is important for folks to keep in mind. Now, we see cadavers first year of training. We have anatomy and physiology, and we are dissecting cadavers. I loved that part of class so much. Oh my gosh, I loved hanging out in there. But point being is that we have very similar training in terms of hands-on with cadavers. We have hands-on training in terms of body mechanics, motion. We have pharmacology, so we learn about all the pharmaceutical medications. We know about them. We don't prefer to prescribe them. In some states, we can. In Washington State, I can prescribe everything but narcotics and anti-anxiety and psychotic medicines. And that's okay with me. I do not want to be messing in the realm of psychiatry, and I don't want to be messing in the realm of I don't want to contribute to the opioid problem we already have. And besides, I have acupuncture and other tools. I don't need the opioids. In this case, if someone needs an opioid, then that's when I have a partnership with a pain medicine doc who we work together. And so After graduation from naturopathic medicine school, we do not have to do residencies. I actually was offered a fabulous residency, but in the last, well, 2 years before I graduated naturopathic medicine school, my mom died. Things were a little bit interesting in my life in terms of trying to find myself without my mom. I am an only child, and so we were very close. So I chose to go home versus take this residency with this fabulous doc. Sometimes I can kick myself in the pants for it, but you know what? The time spent with my dad instead was way worth it. Way worth it. So I did not do a residency. I actually jumped in to practice in Chicago and went from there. Do I think that getting out of school, having a residency would have been useful? Heck yes. Yes, it would have. It would have cut down my learning time. However, while I was in naturopathic medicine school, I did make it a point to do extra volunteer work with the same doctor that I would have had the residency with. So I felt like I had a good foundation. I just would have had more if I did do a residency. And so I do think that naturopathic doctors could benefit from a residency post-graduation and probably be more effective, and maybe we wouldn't have much of the quackery stigma attached to our degree and our profession if we had more postgraduate training. I, in fact, in my practice, offer students to come and hang out with me so that I can help in that aspect, because when I graduated, besides the fellow that had offered me the residency when I went to Chicago, there weren't opportunities in the Chicago area for me that I could have went for at that time. Yes, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America had a residency, but I hadn't pursued that because I thought I was going to stay here in Washington after I graduated from Bastyr. So that brings me into, okay, if I went to the school, where did I go to school? I went to Bastyr University. The actual school, the home base of school is in Kenmore, Washington, but Bastyr is also in Seattle, where my clinic was. And then since I've graduated, they now have a clinic down in Southern California near San Diego and La Jolla. And so they've expanded. There are other naturopathic medicine schools. There's Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine in Arizona. There is they just changed their name a little bit, so I'm going to have to look at my notes here before I try to say the other one. There is the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. They didn't change their name. They're still same. The National University of Natural Medicine, that is in Portland. That is another naturopathic medicine school. I actually looked at them before going to Bastyr and ultimately chose Bastyr because of the acupuncture program being integrated better for my liking. University of Bridgeport, that's over in Connecticut, and there is also a National University of Health Sciences in Illinois, which is interesting because Illinois' licensure for naturopathic medicine is not fully, it's not all-inclusive such as it is here in Washington, which brings me into are there some states that don't allow naturopathic medicine? Yes, there are some states that have not licensed naturopathic doctors. There are states that have limited licensure. And so what that means is glorified nutrition expert. And that used to be the case when I was in Colorado. Colorado now has licensed naturopathic doctors. But when I was living in Colorado, I left right before the licensure went through. And the licensure was an interesting concept there, but let me just put it this way. I was practicing in Colorado under my acupuncture degree, which has a wide scope of practice in Colorado, and so I didn't feel limited at all because I am not really interested in prescribing a lot of pharmaceutical medications, and really that's where the licensure gets its wonkiness. And I think that's also where I have a really big opinion on where naturopaths should be and what they're doing within the realm of medicine. So I have a lot of conventional medicine doc friends, and a lot of them are in Colorado for my time I spent there, but I also have a few docs here in Washington State. And one of the biggest conversations that we always have is that if
we would get care teams for folks. By that, I mean communication between conventional doctors and naturopathic doctors. We could get our folks a lot healthier and a lot, you know, just doing a lot better in life. And what does that mean? Well, a naturopathic doctor can help you really well in the realm of herbs, nutrition, and lifestyle changes. In addition to vitamin supplements to basically treat common conditions, we're not well versed in terms of managing chronic illness. If you have been on insulin for years and you're a diabetic, I'm not the best choice for you. However, if you're pre-diabetic and you're trying to keep yourself off of any medications, I'm the best choice for you in terms of being able to help make some significant change. Now, when I say best choice, a naturopathic doctor compared to a nutritionist, compared to a certified nutrition health certificate person, and I'm sorry, I'm sounding very ignorant right now. There's multiple different certificates you can get online for Whole Foods nutrition these days. My degree is not online. I have a lot of hours spent face-to-face with individuals. I believe that in the case of someone wanting to reverse a chronic disease process that started, such as diabetes, such as autoimmune conditions, such as fibromyalgia, such as thyroid, so Hashimoto's thyroiditis, those kind of conditions, any types of skin, chronic skin conditions, pain conditions where someone's not on opioids, this is where a naturopathic doctor can really jump in and make change alongside of your conventional medicine doctor. You need a team. That's, you'll hear me say this over and over again, you need a team, because I don't think that a naturopathic doctor is well-versed enough to be able to balance everything properly and enough for you to get all the different aspects of care that you need. And I know that there are going to be some people that push back on this, but the honest to goodness truth, and any of the folks that push back on this, you need to really think about your training. We're not great at being able to deal with chronic disease. We're able to stabilize people, but if they get into trouble, they've got to have that conventional doc on board. And that's where I stand. So enough said about that. What does a naturopathic doctor do in a visit? How do we help you? Well, it's just like any other doctor's visit. You're going to come in, we're going to chat, we're going to talk about what's going on. But what's different in a naturopathic doctor visit is that we're going to spend more time with you, because we need more time to figure out, how did your condition develop? What is that root cause? And we always talk about root cause. Well, what I mean in this case is we're trained to figure out what went awry. So you have gas or bloating. Okay, what caused it? Is it a food thing? Is it you're not sitting down to eat long enough? You're just inhaling your food? Are you taking big gulps of air while digesting your food? You know, what's happening? Is there a gut bug imbalance? Do you have leaky gut? You know, there's all these different components. We're like investigators. And so unfortunately, in the conventional medical model, they have very limited time to be able to see you. So 15 minutes is usually the max. And that's not because these doctors don't want to see you. They do. It's just that that's their model. And so in those 15 minutes, they're really figuring out, you know, is this a crisis condition? What do I need to do and how to go about it? Which is great. We need that. I love having patients having gone through their conventional medical doc to be like, is this a crisis? Is this serious? Do we need to, you know, what do we need to do? Do we need Band-Aids right now? How do we go about it? Then coming to me, it's going, okay, let's work on the underlying stuff. Let's get things fixed up. Let's fix up your digestion if that's part of the issue. Let's work on your mood if that's part of the issue. And really, where naturopathic doctors shine is when you've looked at your condition and you're like, I have no idea what's going on. I've sought my primary care doc. I've maybe seen a specialist and nobody seems to have an answer for me. I want some answers. That's where naturopathic doctors are really great, because we are taught to uncover what's going on, like uncover stones. Now, depending on the naturopathic doctor that you see, and I can't speak for other folks, but I'm going to speak for myself, I like to test. I think that stabbing in the dark, giving people random herbs and supplements does nothing. I like to use the laboratories that are available to us to figure things out. I like data. I like to know what's in front of me. And plus, it works well to be able to translate to your primary care doc too, going, okay, this is what we found in the labs. This is how I'm going to propose to treat it. And then we come up with a comprehensive plan. Now, some of the lab testing is covered by insurances and some isn't. And so that's where we have a little bit of out-of-pocket cost. Going to a naturopathic doctor isn't always cheap. There's some cost involved. But if you're wanting to really figure out what's going on with you, I think that's a really good, it's a really good start. Now, I can only speak for naturopathic doctors, but what I will say is that there are a lot of conventionally trained medical doctors who are going for continuing educational certificates in functional medicine. And I think that's great too. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, yeah, I really want to see a naturopathic doctor, but there isn't somebody near me, I would highly recommend looking for a functional medicine doctor in your area. And I will put links to how to find naturopathic doctors. I will put links to the schools. I'm going to put links to how to find a functional medicine doctor in my podcast notes at docjkrausnd.com. That way you can head over there, take a look, and see, you know, if you're interested in finding one of us or a functional medicine doc. I think it's highly encouraged. Just to have someone that's going to take a different aspect or a different spin on what's going on with you, but also in terms of having more time with you. We that's our model. We spend more time with you. Some docs will spend 2 hours for the first office visits. I have found that 2 hours gets to be a little too much for both the patient and myself. So I usually am doing an hour, sometimes an hour and 15 if I have to, just because I don't have enough information or I need to do an exam or something of that nature. But I do exams, by the way. There is hands-on, just like a regular medical doctor. I listen to lungs. I listen to hearts. I'm looking in ears. I'm looking up noses. That stuff happens. What I don't do is I don't do any gynecological stuff. That's not my thing. Some naturopathic doctors do. So that's something, if you're a lady and you're interested in that, that's something to check out. I also will do a lot of orthopedic exams because I'm huge into pain medicine with the acupuncture and things of that nature. So going to a naturopathic doctor, you're probably going to get a physical exam the first time you go. It all depends on the type of doc. Now, I've held off for so long. Now I'm going to jump into the real questions that some people have about naturopathic doctors. Are we going to do any crystals and woo-woo stuff? And I've been asked by people before they've come in to see me, are you going to, you know, do a Tibetan singing bowl? Are you going to do some spirituality stuff with me? Are you going to talk about my religion? No, I am not. That's me. There are other naturopathic doctors who may do those sorts of things. I'm not into that. The most woo-woo I get is I've got some tuning forks. I like them. They vibrate. And my philosophy on the tuning forks is, and this is for acupuncture treatment, but I'm just going to throw it out there if someone was thinking, okay, how woo-woo does she get? These forks actually vibrate. The vibration of the forks triggers your nerves to send a different message to the brain. And it's all of our nerves are always firing to tell us where we are in space. Our nerves that feel vibration are called proprioceptive nerves, and they just send messages up to the brain as to, oh, something's vibrating. That's interesting. And it can help and interfere the pain signals. And so that's probably as woo-woo as I get in terms of my visits. But some folks will, you know, there are all different types of naturopathic doctors as there are conventional medicine doctors. And if you're looking for someone that's got a little twist on that, maybe they work with crystals, maybe they work with other things, great. Seek them out, look at their websites. I let all of the folks that do and are specialized in Reiki and all those different things do their thing. I just don't because I'm not trained in it. And for me, my job is to figure out what's wrong and find a solution either with herbs, with diet, with lifestyle changes, and vitamins and supplements if I have to. I try really hard not to use a lot of supplements. I do admit that sometimes it happens in cases of folks who are pretty depleted, but after time, my idea is to get them off of them. I am not the doctor that loves to be like, hey, here's your suitcase of supplements. Have a great day. But that is the stigma that goes along with naturopathic doctors, and I totally get it. And sometimes I will admit that, yes, sometimes I do have people on bigger protocols. But my goal is to go with the lifestyle changes, really take care of you and nurture you, because I'll be honest with you, a lot of times where things go off the rails with us, it starts with stress. And if you've listened to any of my other podcasts, you know that I'm all about the vagus nerve and stress and balancing things out. And that's really one of the things that if you're going to come to a naturopathic doctor, you want to be prepared to deal with your stuff. Like really coming in going like, okay, I'm ready. I've been, you know, working in my head all of the different angles of how to fix this problem that's bothering me for however long it's been bothering you. And, you know, I've went down all the black holes on Google Doctor, and I went to see this doc and that doc and this specialist, and nobody's figuring it out. Well, yeah, it's time to, that's the time to come see a naturopath, but it's also the time to be able to go, okay, if I have to make some dietary changes, I do. If I have to make some lifestyle changes, I do. If you are open to making changes in your life and really working on the basics, because I'll be honest with you, I get the best change with lifestyle changes and diet changes. And most of the time it's free. Maybe it involves a little bit more veggies. If you listen to my other podcasts, you know. But the point being here is, if you're ready to make change and you want to jump out of the same old rigmarole, then that's when a naturopathic doctor is going to be able to help you. Now, where else do naturopathic doctors get a bad rap? Well, when we've been trying to manage things that we shouldn't be. And like I mentioned before in the previous section of this podcast, it's we need conventional docs. We need medical docs. And if any naturopathic doctors are listening to this podcast right now, make friends with medical doctors in your area. Yes, some people would be resistant to you, but some people are awesome and they love bouncing ideas off you. And I have found that it's hard to find folks who are ready to talk with you, but it can happen. So anyway, same basis applied to anyone out there who's trying to find solutions but wants their primary care doc to be on board. Find a naturopathic doctor that's willing to talk with your conventional doc, because there are some that aren't and have this really negative attitude about like us versus them. It is not about that. It's teamwork. Teamwork. And it's the best way to get great results. So I highly recommend, if you're looking at your primary care doc and or you're trying to find even a primary care doc, find a primary care doc that's open to having a naturopathic doctor on board to work with you. Now, what I am not, and what I, words that people call my practice, I am not a homeopathic doctor. And that word gets thrown around a lot in terms of naturopaths and homeopaths. It's kind of this word that gets thrown together. A homeopathic doctor is someone who works with homeopathy. Homeopathy is a completely different style of medicine. Yes, I was trained in it. I'm just not, it's not for me. Let's just put it that way. Not that I haven't seen it work. It's just not my thing. And what it is a small amount of herbs that can treat certain conditions. And you would sit with this particular doc for a while and talk about all of the different problems that you have. And this doc's going to come up with a certain remedy that's going to help to treat you for that. And that's a whole different style that I don't do. Just not my thing. I will maybe recommend some arnica, but that's an herb, right? And it goes along, it can be found in homeopathic type of medicine for when someone's acutely hurt themselves. But I've gone way off on a tangent. You don't care about that. Sorry. A homeopathic doctor's great, but I'm just not one. So that's why I'm saying that's one thing to not label a naturopath as a different thing. Now, naturopathic doctors can also specialize in homeopathy, but they will say that if you're looking for someone in that case. Now, in terms of a energy healer or a healer, I am not that. I don't like to hear those words associated with myself. My philosophy is that your body takes care of itself. It heals itself. I just give it some direction. It figures it out. And that's the same with any doctor. We just give your body direction. It figures it out. There are energy healers, there are shamans, there are folks of that nature. That's not me. And some naturopathic docs are in that realm of energy healing and whatnot. But like I said, that's not me. And it's something to look for if you're kind of on the fringe of thinking that a naturopathic doctor is a little bit quacky. Definitely do your homework before you go see someone to know what they're into, because that is the one thing about my chosen profession, is that there are some folks that do some really interesting things. Do I think that all those interesting things that they do are, you know, lotions and potions? It depends. But the honest to goodness truth is, if it works, sometimes I'm like, I don't care how it works. Great. Awesome. So the bottom line is, we're all trying to get better. Whatever is going to work to help you is great. And so if you're looking for someone for energy healing, things of that nature, make sure that you look at the website, because not all naturopaths are going to be into energy healing or have been trained in it. And that's just not me. So how do you find yourself a good naturopathic doctor? Because I'm kind of going down those routes of, why would we be considered quacks? Why would we be considered this or that? Well, when you're looking for a naturopathic doctor, you're wanting to look with someone that aligns with your views on what medicine is and aligns with your views on how you want to be treated, how you want to work with your condition. There are naturopathic doctors that focus purely on detox, and their solution to everybody's problem is they need to detox. Well, if you've listened to any of my other podcasts, especially my one on detox, someone might not be ready for that. So that's something to think about. Now, just like anybody in terms of what they specialize in, that's important. But what you're wanting to do is you're wanting to look at where they were trained. Back in Colorado, when I was practicing Colorado, part of the reason why Colorado didn't license naturopathic doctors till 2014, is because there used to be a college called Clayton College of Naturopathic Medicine. And there were doctors, people that went to school there and received a naturopathic medicine degree, but their training was nothing like mine. They didn't take board exams. They didn't have the extensive clinical training. They didn't even have cadavers. I don't know how you can practice as a medical doctor not having ever seen the inside of a body or even had hands-on experience with bodies and people prior to graduating. I mean, yes, if you were a doctor in 1787 in the body snatching days, sure, you were trying to figure out what was going on. But it's hard. So yes, I'm biased, and that's me in terms of the docs. But the way to look for a good naturopathic doctor is easy. You can go to the Association of Naturopathic Doctors website, the AAMP website. It's naturopathic.org. I've got that link on the end of my podcast at drjkrausnd.com. You can also go to local associations, so state associations. You will have folks registered on those state association websites, so you can look at your certain state. If you're in the state of Illinois, if you're in the state of Washington, you can look up all of the different doctors that are associated with those organizations. So something to keep in mind if you're interested in trying to find somebody on that list. Now, the reason that they would be on those lists is because they have to have graduated from an accredited naturopathic medicine university to be able to be on those lists. As far as I know, there aren't really any docs out there anymore using the term naturopathic doctor that have not had proper training, but you never know. And so the most important thing would be to go to these association websites to find it out. Now, in terms of, would you want a naturopathic doctor or a holistic health practitioner on board for you, or a life coach on board for you to help you with your specific medical condition? Well, it all depends. I am not anti-health coach. I am not anti nutrition certified nutrition specialist either, CNTs. It depends on their training. It depends on what your condition is. I have recommended patients who need more one-on-one outside of my office to health coaches in the area that I like to help with certain things. I have a detox specialist that I refer to regularly to have folks who are going through detoxes or who need detoxes to have that extra coach, because I'm too busy to be able to do one-on-one coaching with patients on a daily or weekly basis. Whereas, you know, with a certified nutrition therapist, I have had folks do that too. I have a nutritionist that I work with here in Tacoma that I'm always referring to. Her name's Sophia Tasler. She went to Bastyr with me, and we just refer back and forth because I like her training. Because a lot of nutritionists are not trained in whole food medicine. They're trained in sick medicine, and they're trained in just numbers and data that is so antiquated. The difference between a naturopathic doctor and a nutrition therapist or a life coach is that we've been trained in medicine. We've been through pharmacology. We've been through all the ologies, immunology, rheumatology. We've taken all the courses that qualify us to look a lot deeper than folks who have been through life coach training or certified nutrition training. We just know the body intricately a little bit better. Now, I'm not saying those folks are not qualified in their specialties, because I like to use certified nutrition therapists that are specific for yeast, so candida issues in the gut, or specific for diabetes and things of that nature. But if there's not a specialty and they're a all-around type of individual, you know, they're great for getting you on a whole foods-based diet and helping you to get your goals going as well. Where I would differ between that is I would usually write the prescription in terms of this is what I recommend for that patient. Then I turn it over to the nutritionist so that they can carry out my prescription and coach the person along. So that's where I see a CNT, a certified nutrition therapist, or a RD, a registered dietitian, that's been practiced in whole foods-based medicine, that's where I would be diverting them to seeing someone. So that being said, I hope that I have given you a little bit more of a sense of what is a naturopathic doctor and where does a naturopathic doctor come into play and can be useful in your life. I am a huge proponent of patients being empowered to take charge of their own healthcare. Conventional docs, unfortunately, because of their schedules, are too busy to be able to hold your hand. A naturopathic doctor can help you a little bit more, but their main job, and where I see my main job, is helping you to take the reins and helping you to know what's legit, what's BS, and how to get you moving forward from being stuck in limbo land of what the heck do I do about X, Y, or Z condition. I also see myself as being a guide to help you figure out, like, okay, what herbs can be useful versus reading all these different blogs with the top 10 herbs for the digestive system or the 5 things you need to do right now to fix your digestive system. Okay, great. I help you dial it in to know, okay, this is what you need to do and this is how you're going to do it, and do it in a simplified manner, step by step, get stuff done, boom, you're better, life goes on kind of stage. It's too confusing to try to take your healthcare into your own hands in the natural medicine world, because there's so many products out there. We're inundated with so many dang supplements. We're inundated with so many dang, you know, potions and lotions that you don't know, one, what works, or two, what direction to go in. So if you're lost in trying to figure out where the heck do I start with natural medicine and trying to help myself get into living a more closer to nature kind of lifestyle, that's where a naturopath shines. And that's exactly where I love to see people and get people going, is figuring out, okay, what of all of these different herbs, supplements, diet, and lifestyle changes are going to be best for you, give you a plan, get you going. And then that's where we get started. You get going, we start to see How are you going to do on the plan? Do you need extra support? That's where the nutrition therapists come in. That's where life coaches and those different folks may come in. Or maybe not. It all kind of depends on how you do. But at least I think seeing a naturopath as a place to start in the natural medicine world, kind of dipping your toes in and figuring out, can herbs be useful? Can diet and lifestyle changes be useful for me? This is where naturopathic doctors shine, and it's a great place to come in and figure out, okay, what realistic steps can I make to not overwhelm myself but have lasting change? All right. So I've given you a spiel on what a naturopathic doctor is, how we can help you, and all of those different ways to go about finding us. So if you're interested in finding a naturopathic doctor or a functional medicine doctor, if there's not a naturopathic doctor in your area, head over to my website at docjkrausnd.com. Go over to the podcast notes, and you will see at the end of the podcast notes, I've got all the links there for you to seek out somebody in your area. And at this point, if you're in Tacoma, I'm here in Tacoma and able to see patients still as well. And if you have questions, you want to learn more about naturopathic medicine, shoot me a comment, send us an email. I'd love to hear from you. I like to talk with all my folks here on the podcast. So once again, you've survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. Thanks for tuning into The Health Fix, the podcast all about taking control of your health, rebelling against aging, and having fun every day. A lot of patients ask me, do you think I'm aging too fast? So I created an evaluation checklist for you to see for yourself. Plus, I created a resource guide to help you slow down the aging process right now. You can find it for free on my website, drjkrausnd.com. If you like this podcast, help get the word out to others by liking it and rating it. If you'd like more natural health tips and want to join our Facebook community where I interact daily, click on the Join Group button on our website at drjkrausnd.com.